Well, 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 good morning to you too. Why, of course I can do that for you. You know, deep down, it truly is a pleasure to be your butler, as always. Something's off. As if I couldn't tell. I've been your servant since you were little, and with the same hand since I was little too. I think I'm well aware when something isn't correct. What could it be, though? Is it one of your beloved fundraiser parties? Is it one too many? Is it your clothes for today? Are they not rich enough for you? Not giving you that ego boost of yours? Whoa, you aren't even arguing back with me for once. Now, you know, I don't like it when you act nice to such a poor commoner like me.
I don't like this. No, not one bit. I was going to change your sheets for you, but it seems like you're struggling to even make it out of bed this morning.
Curiouser and curiouser. Well, someone of your status shall not be permitted to wallow. I will help in any way I can. I'll knock off the sass as well. As much as I do like to toy with you, your well-being comes first. Come now, I'll get you ready, but we don't have to go anywhere. Let me just sit on the bed with you. You always did have such luscious locks. I said you got them from your mother, but your father insists it's his. Seems like he thinks he's still 30 and the beard doesn't go to his stomach. That got a rise out of you. That's what I like to see. I never want to see you upset or worried. If you don't talk to me, I'm afraid I really can't help you out, you know. Well, if I can worm it out of you, I'm more than happy to fulfill my duties to the best of my ability. Want anything special done to your hair? Wait, I know exactly what you need. You need my full pampering session. Not offered lightly, and they are very few and far between. Excuse me for a moment, and I shall return in haste at once. Now I have an assortment of concoctions and tools at my disposal to ensure you have a good wake up and day in bed. I care not that you rest in your chambers. No one is bothered. Let's just focus on you. We can call it a mental health day. How about that? If anyone comes to find you, they will swiftly receive a hand up because the face ain't listening, honey. You know I got your back. Here, let me place a pillow on my lap for you. Lie back when you're ready, and I can begin with the procedure. There we go. Snug as a bug. I'm gonna brush out your hair quickly. I know I did it earlier, but the reason why I need to do it again is because I am going to be using these therapeutic sticks on your scalp. Okay, not bad. Wherever the stick touches you, it should, in theory, relieve tension and pressure. We don't realize when we hold our muscles, so when the body finally notices something is touching it, it miraculously remembers that maybe we shouldn't do that. I'll just take it through your hair at random. All the nooks and crannies also helps with flaking and dry skin. I'll apply an oil through your hair as well at the end. I don't think you're particularly the best at doing self-care, so I'll pick up the slack for now. The grease in your hair is actually to protect both the hair follicle and skin. That's why it's not the best to wash your hair every single day. I know it can be hard not to, because going outside with greasy hair is really not any fun. You can always use dry shampoo. It helps out if you need to train your scalp not to leak so much. That's weird when I say it like that, but it's true. I'm just gonna do a little check of the scalp as well, see if there's any red patches. From what I can see, you're fine, but the oil should help out as well. It's a mix that I have. It's peppermint and papaya extract. It has properties in it, covered in fats to make sure it stays in and does its job for a while. I'm sure you'll like it. The smell is good. Peppermint reminds me of winter, and why is winter the best holiday? Because I get a whole 2 weeks off and it is glorious. What about you though? What's your favorite season? Oh, I'm still partial to winter, however, when I was younger, I did love the summer. Nothing felt better than an after-sun nap. You know the one I'm talking about where you played in the sun a little too long and then you tired yourself out? You'd get all cuddled up into a ball, but you'd only need a thin blankie because the sunburn would keep you warm. Not the healthiest, but that's most certainly what happened. Now we were full of innocence back then. Ignorant to the world, but in the best way. Let me keep this up for you a little bit longer.
Okay, oil time. Now, you're not fighting me on this. I'm going to scrub your scalp a little with my finger, but it shouldn't actually hurt. I just need to part your hair. It's so thick with two C's. Are you feeling a bit better getting that personal attention at least? Your health comes first. I find when I'm not feeling too good, bundling up in my bed is a pretty good option. Having some music on, preferably no lyrics, but just instrumental. You know what I'm talking about. Lo-fi beats to study and relax to. You forget I'm 2 years older than you, right? It was good what your family did for mine. You know, I wouldn't have had such a good childhood if I wasn't allowed to play with you and be your friend. It was fun running around having a carry-on and then fetching a few things for your dad. He would pay me for that. He really helped us out. You're blessed to have such good parents to look up to. Likewise for myself. Mother Dearest taught me how to be grateful for any opportunity that presents itself to you. She says, "What's for you will not go by you." It makes more sense written down on paper, I think, but you get the gist of it. If it's not meant to be, then it simply won't be. That is how life is. No point in worrying about what you missed out when you've got the rest of your life just waiting for you. Is that why you're stressed? Did something happen that I'm not aware of? Or is it something in theory that's bothering you? Your upbringing, maps? Oh, you're oddly still and oddly quiet. What bothers you? Is it because you didn't get to mingle with anyone else but me? You have your friends. They are of the same caliber as yourself. Although I would be ignorant to deny you seem uninterested in them. Dare I say you find the company a bit droll? You tolerate me just fine. Is it because you're not allowed out without your every location being known? They care about you. They really do. You're their number one priority. It's why your parents work so hard. You have an entire task force that cares for you, including myself, as much as it truly pains me to say. I care for you. Well, well, well. Now you've got me considering things I shouldn't.
permission to speak freely. Why not you come and do a favor for me? Of course, strictly professional, it's a requirement of my job, so you're just aiding me with my assigned tasks. I have to go into the village later, pick up some basic supplies, re-cleaning up. Nothing but the best for the exotic tiles in the bathroom and that kind of nonsense. However, it would require not a lie, but simply a misdirection. I think we're roughly the same size. Might be slightly uncomfortable, but I have a backup uniform in my storage. What say you put it on and mayhaps blend in with me as we mosey on down to the car and I take you away? No tracking. Completely normal as two humans do. We wouldn't raise any suspicion, and I think you'd look rather dashing in my outfit. Tailor-made. It's the most presentable thing I own. I'll let that sit in your mind just for a little bit. Sure you're liking the ear-to-ear tapping? It's an old wives' tale that your ears are the secret for de-stressing. Not sure how much I believe, but it is what it is. Enjoy it for what it's worth, I believe they say. You wouldn't happen to be into, energy, would you? You know, like bad vibes and good vibes. You collected these rocks when we were younger. Said it makes you feel better. I could maybe try something. A bit strange, but anything to cheer you up. I only learned this from a girl I dated. She was a bartender. She did this to me, insisted it takes away all of the bad vibes and prepared you to have an excellent day. Not sure how true it was, but I certainly felt better after getting undivided attention from her. Shame we didn't work out, but c'est la vie. It was hard to make things work out when she was night shift and I live on the grounds of your mansion. Maybe a story with a more positive ending would be fitting. You hardly said a peep to me. With the same token, you haven't told me to get out and leave you alone, so I'll take it as a continue. You know I'm here for you, right? What about I order your favorite lunch? How on earth can anyone beat a grilled cheese with four cheeses inside? The fat content alone is giving me goosebumps. It tastes so good, but it's so bad. Or, well, hear me out. This is gonna blow your mind. I could get you dressed right now, and we could go down into the kitchen nice and quiet, and I teach you how to make it. I know, right? Absolutely insane. We can manually flip it into the pan. You know, no butlers, no one else to do it for you. It's groundbreaking stuff, honestly. Seems like you're seeking a bit of normalcy in your life. You know I'm honest. It is kind of weird to have five people waiting on your every whim, but that doesn't mean we can't do it by ourselves. If it's your whim to not be spoiled, then I can make that happen. Less work for me. I can teach you how to do these things for yourself. Ironing is gonna be hilarious. You're gonna burn so many sheets. There's nothing wrong with being spoiled, and well, your eyes are lighting up at the prospect of doing stuff for yourself, so I think I got into the bottom of the problem. Dare I say my little brat is growing up? Hey, there's no time like the present. I think that's enough of that. Normal people are told what they're needed for, so I need you to be up, dressed, and in the kitchen by 2 p.m. Don't keep me waiting, because that's rude. I'd get in trouble if I was, and be called disrespectful, wouldn't I? You're doing all right. You know that? You've got nothing to worry about. Well, 2 p.m., like I said, I'll see you there.